Thank you, Andrew. We're going to move on now to our reading and our thoughts on that, which Rachel's going to share. Our reading is taken from John, and it's looking at chapter 9, verses 1 to 11. So I'll just give you a moment to grab your Bibles, but it also will be putting it on screen while it's being read. So technology allowing, but anyway. So I say again, John 9, verses 1 to 11, mm-hmm. which Rachel's going to read to us now, and I will attempt to put the words onto the screen.
Jesus heals a man born blind. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbours and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes opened?" they asked. He replied, "The man they call Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and I washed, and then I could see."
Right.
Great passage.
So we meet a nameless man, born blind, but following an encounter with Jesus, receives his physical sight. This is an impressive miracle in itself, but the greater miracle is that this man also has his spiritual eyes opened, and he recognizes Jesus, in verse 38 saying, "Lord, I believe." Before meeting Jesus, this man was living in darkness, both physically and spiritually. Through a physical miracle, intriguingly involving mud, saliva, and water, light entered this man's eyes for the first time. When we see in the physical, it is due to light shining on an object. Our eyes see the reflected light and send information to our brain, which interprets it. Spiritual sight, or revelation, is where the light of Jesus illuminates, bringing faith and conviction. Jesus opens this man's eyes to demonstrate in the physical what is mirrored in the spiritual. Spiritual sight, through the light of Christ, is superior to physical sight. We know our eyes can play tricks on us. What we see through our physical eyes, although important and amazing, is not the whole story, and it's just one dimension. Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Without the light of Christ, we cannot have the faith and hope that he brings. The world says seeing is believing, but faith in Jesus says believing is seeing.
Yeah.
Some say that faith is blind, but it is not. We see God. He is revealed through the life and resurrection of his Son, through a personal relationship with him, and through his word. Faith is not wishful thinking, but instead is putting our full weight on the only constant, unchangeable in our lives, God and his word. Everything around us can shift and change, and indeed it is at the moment, but God does not. All our senses tell us right now we are in dark times, yet our spiritual vision, our faith, gives us another perspective, one of hope. Our faith tells us there is no darkness too dark that light of Christ cannot light up. Our faith shows us that although we may have trouble, we must take heart because Jesus has overcome the world. By faith, we see that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This man was in a seemingly pretty hopeless situation. He was blind from birth and begging beside the road. However, when Jesus shows up, there is no situation devoid of hope. As Christians, we don't deny the reality of physical sight, but faith in Jesus and his promises always has the last word. So any comments, Mike and Andrew?
Rachel, as you were reading that, my thoughts were drawn straight to Mark and Bartimaeus. Mm-hmm. Is he the same man, Andrew, but told from a different angle?
Not sure, to be
honest. I don't know. I've not made that connection before, but maybe Bartimaeus was the same as this man, maybe not, but certainly in Mark chapter 10, verses 46, it was about the blind Bartimaeus receiving his sight. And the crowd sort of said to him, "Cheer up, on your feet, Bartimaeus, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. And the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." Mm. "Go," said Jesus. Here's the point. "Your faith has healed you." Mm. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Mm. And it is, you use the phrase there in a physical sense, seeing is believing. Mm. But in a spiritual sense, believing is seeing. Mm. And here we see the two come together in Bartimaeus. And then the really important point, because we all focus on him getting his sight, what did he then do with his sight?
Yeah.
He got up and he followed Jesus along the road. Mm. I think that's at the moment that speaks so much to us. Yeah. What do we do? Follow Jesus along the road.
Yes.
I suppose for me a couple of thoughts come to mind. Tom was preaching last Sunday on healing and how we should keep believing in a God who heals.
Absolutely.
And maybe as we face an outbreak, a crisis like this one, our faith in God to heal is reduced. Mm. But we should keep believing in a God who heals. And I remember going to a conference, Healing on the Streets conference, and Mark's the leader of that initiative, that ministry, spoke about this passage and the unusual nature of the healing, that Jesus spitting and putting mud in someone's eyes. Yeah, yeah. Perhaps we shouldn't be surprised by the way in which God heals us, and it might be in unusual ways. Mm. We should be open to that.
Yeah.
The other thing that struck me was, let me see if I can find it, the neighbours who saw the beggar. Verse 8, the neighbours who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No. But he is like him." There was something different about this beggar. He, for some people, they couldn't recognize him. Why? Because Jesus had transformed him.
Yes.
And so I guess at this season, we can be praying that God will transform what seems to be a hopeless situation. But as Mike just said, that one phrase that you used in your reflection is the key message for today, isn't it? Let's remind ourselves of what that was again.
Yeah, so the world would say that seeing is believing, but faith says that believing is seeing. Belief in faith in Jesus. Yeah.
Good. Just one final thought, because again in John, right at the beginning of John, we read that the light, the true light, is coming into the world.
Yeah.
And then we hear that the darkness has not overcome it.
Yes.
And we all often think of darkness as the absence of light.
Yeah.
But in fact, going from that passage, it has more active properties. It is deliberately seeking to extinguish the light.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that, to me, resonates with what's going on at the moment. Why it's so important that we come together to worship. Right? And we may feel during this time, which looks like it's going to be a prolonged time, that actually we could end up drifting away from church a bit. And I think it's all the more important that we take the time and make the effort to come together.
Yes.
And I think it's going to be so richly rewarding. Yeah. We will roll back the darkness in that way.
And I think it's worth saying that the darker the darkness, the lighter the bright the light can shine.